American wine producers are big competitors in the global wine market, but the competitors occasionally work together. Did you know Midwestern grapes once helped save European wine? And as Laura Ziegler from Harvest Public Media reports, a vineyard outside of Weston, Missouri is trying to find and preserve those forgotten grapes.
The only way to start a story about wine is with a tasting, right?
I've always wanted to see a radio wine tasting, so...
That's Jerry Eisterhold, pouring wine in the tasting room of Fox Vineyard, where for the last 20 years he's been experimenting with grapes no one's been making wine from for a century and a half. Eisterhold grew up near Herman, Missouri, dubbed the Rhineland because of the influence of German immigrants. He's been interested in wine ever since.
This is a grape called Wetumpka.
Wetumpka.
Yes.
Eisterhold says the Wetumpka, a grape native to the region, can be hard to deal with. It immediately drops to the ground when it's ripe. The grapes, when pressed, are mostly pulp. In spite of these challenges, Eisterhold gets a kick out of making wine no one's ever tasted. Nationally known wine expert Doug Frost joins us for the tasting. Frost says the best wines say something about the soil, the climate, even the culture of where the grapes are grown.
So that when you taste a wine, you actually can say to yourself, you know, I can't taste this any place except there's this one place north of Kansas City that has this grape growing there, and it tastes just like this one. That uniqueness is what you hope for.
And that's just what Eisterhold is going for. A rare book collector, he pulls a worn volume from his shelf. It's Foundations of American Grape Culture by 19th century horticulturalist Thomas Volney Munson. The book is Munson's account of his work with indigenous American grapes. The Illinois-born botanist realized Midwestern varieties were hardier than cultured varieties. He spent his life collecting those grapes throughout the Midwest, Nebraska, Missouri, Arkansas, and North Texas, where he settled. His research was internationally recognized. When a deadly aphid began to decimate European vineyards in the late 19th century, growers asked Munson to send them some of his pest-resistant rootstock. It saved the European wine industry. Eisterhold has found Munson's abandoned vineyards in Texas. He's tagged pages of his book with illustrations of vines he wants cuttings of. It's a slow business.
You get half of them, and then you try to make root them, and then you half of them root. And so it has taken about 15 years to simply get the vines that I have out there.
Once the vines bear fruit, every iteration of wine takes a year to turn around. But Clark Smith, who Eisterhold has brought on as a consultant, says some of these grapes are really good and important to preserve.
Imagine if nobody knew about Mozart, and then all of a sudden somebody dug up his work and said, well, you know, this guy wrote some pretty good stuff. It's like that.
The sliding glass doors from Eisterhold's tasting room give way to a balcony overlooking 6 rolling acres of still naked vines. Below us, a worker is shoveling soil from the concrete patio into beds where cuttings for next year's crop will start. Eisterhold's labeled his wine Terra Vox, or Voice of the Land. He believes it captures the essence of Munson's work.
You know, he had the idea that agriculture and the plants and animals that we deal with are not fixed things, that they needed to evolve. So all of this is trying to sort of pick up on the wave that he started.
And show people Missouri wine can rival any in the world. For Here and Now, I'm Laura Ziegler.